We're talking with Matthew today, and he's with the band Notre Dame de Grasse, and they will be coming to the Piggery Theater, the opening act for the season of the Piggery Theater this summer of 2008. So welcome, Matthew.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.
Great. Should be very exciting. And this is a bluegrass band, a five-member band, I believe?
Yes, that's correct. We've been in existence for probably about 10 years.
10 years, okay.
Good tradition of bluegrass music here in Montreal, and always has been supported by people in the past and in the present, like Bob Fuller and Jeannie Arsenault at the Wheel Club, and we run a little weekly bluegrass get-together on St. Lawrence on the Main in Montreal. There's a strong tradition of good bluegrass heritage here in Montreal, and we're so pleased to be representing Montreal coming out into your community.
Okay, great. So you're a band from Montreal then?
Yeah, well, the members are from all over. We have
okay.
a wonderful banjo player named Guy Donis, and he's actually from Belgium, and he relocated with his family to Quebec about 5 years ago. Our harmony singer and bass player is from out in BC, and our fiddle player is from Ontario. Our mandolin player is originally from Montreal, but of Hungarian and German heritage, so
mm-hmm.
in Montreal as a real youngster. And I was born and raised in Toronto and moved to Montreal about 15 years ago.
Okay, so a lot of experience there with the different members of the band. Okay. Now, I was reading that your band is a bluegrass, but there's a little bit of a folk nature in it, too.
Yeah, I mean, certainly we kind of inform ourselves from American and Appalachian traditions.
Mm-hmm.
We say that folk people should lean towards thinking sounds of the folk revival, like Bob Dylan or any of the folk music that went on in that era. I mean, we all respect and love that kind of music, but when I say we're more influenced by the folk idiom, kind of, I'm talking about pre the folk era, the real old style Appalachian singing. So, for instance, when you come to a Notre Dame de Grasse show, we'll put a bluegrass spin on some older traditional tunes from Appalachia, particularly from some North Carolina songwriters that I really, really respect and love. And I also am a big fan of a cappella, old weird Appalachian and Southern American singing. So we usually every set feature myself singing without any of the band there, some old ballads or old field hollers or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and a lot of your songs are original songs, are they not? And the instrumentals, too.
Yeah, that's one of the things that kind of sets us apart. I mean, in the Canadian bluegrass scene, there are a lot of bluegrass bands who are playing music in the tradition, and for sure there are a lot of bands who are writing their own music as well, but that's one thing that's real important to us, and I've penned the majority of the songs on our latest CD, and our banjo player Guy Donis contributed to real wonderful instrumentals to the mix, so it's one of the things that we try to do to put our own stamp on Canadian bluegrass.
Okay, good. And one of your writers is David Francie, too. I believe he wrote Saturday Night on your CD. Is this your debut CD, by the way, New Canada Road?
Yeah, it is. Notre Dame de Grasse as a band has released recordings in the past, but this is our, for all intents and purposes, our real introductory release with this band, certainly. And then also it was the first time that we were able to put together a real professional package instead of kind of an independently released recording. And to David Francie, he's grown to be a real good friend of mine. My wife and I, Rebecca Anderson, present folk music in Montreal. We do about 40 shows a year, and we presented David probably 7 or 8 times now in Montreal. I know he's been to the Piggery in the past, and of course used to live in Erskliff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we were putting the record together, that was one of the tunes that transferred well to the bluegrass genre, and it was always one of my favorite tunes off of David's record. So we asked for his permission to use it, and he was very gracious in giving it to us, and now it's become a real crowd favorite.
Okay, that's great. Now, the CD, it has 14 different songs on it, so it's certainly a full CD, and I would imagine that there will be some for sale, too, after the show at the Piggery. You're actually doing 2 shows there, so it's the supper and the show with you for $30 a person, which is more than reasonable, and that's Saturday night, the 17th of May. So that's great. You're going to be doing 2 performances, and 2 different suppers will be available for people, too, so that's great. Is this your first time at the Piggery, or have you been?
It will be our first time at the Piggery. We've played some out in the area and spent a little bit of time there in the past, but we're really looking forward to it. We've heard nothing but great, great things about it, and all the people we've talked with and worked with preparing to appear there. It's so wonderful. So I'm sure it'll carry over. I hope people in the community will come out and say hi to us and support the fundraising efforts of the Piggery for their introductory grand extravaganza.
Saturday night coming up on the 17th, Notre Dame de Grasse, a five-piece bluegrass band. And I particularly like the song These Little Girls, track number 4 on the CD.
Oh, that's sweet of you. That was one that I put together for my wife and my daughter.
Oh, it's nice.
She was much younger when we wrote it. She's 8 now. But
Okay, that's any particular song that you're like more than the rest, or pretty much all equal on the CD?
Well, they're like my children. I think one more than the other. No, I think The Road to Nashville came out real nice on that record. Actually, one of the tunes that I did not write is written by a local Montreal songwriter named Norm Dion.
Okay, good. Now, does the band have a website that people can learn more about your music and different things like that?
Yeah, we do indeed. If you go to hellodarlinproductions.com, that's L-L-O, R-L-I-N productions.com, there's a listing of some artists that we work with, and Notre Dame de Grasse is among them, so you can just find your way through there, and there's some press kit up there with some information about us, about all the people. But also, of course, if you go to MySpace/Notre Dame de Grasse, you'll be able to see some pictures and see what we're up to with our appearances and hear some tracks immediately.
Okay, that's great. And you guys are going to be busy this summer doing a lot of touring?
Yeah, we're going to be making some appearances out east in the Maritimes and playing some festivals in Ontario. So another fun full summer for us.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Anything else that you wanted to mention, Matt, before we go?
No, I just appreciate you including us in your program so much, and thanks for the support. We hope to see you folks out there.
Okay, have a good day, and thanks very much again for the interview.
Okay.
Jobs in the summer on the new Canada Road. So we gotta rape them from her on the new Canada Road. Where once were farmers, fields, green stands, a box store, cold and mean. Sorriest sight you ever seen on the new Canada Road. We're selling out our country on the new Canada Road. For the sake of U.S. industry on the new Canada Road. Where once were farmers, fields, green stands, a box or cold mean. Saddest sight you ever seen on the new Canada Road. For sale signs up across our town on the new Canada Road. Another drugstore done shut down on the new Canada Road. Once were farmers, fields, green stands, a box store, cold mean. Sorriest sight you ever seen on the new Canada Road. Local families on the street on the new Canada Road. But at least the toilet paper's cheap on the new Canada Road. Where once were farmers, fields, green stands, a box store, cold mean. Saddest sight you ever seen on the new Canada Road. Where once were farmers, fields, green stands, a box store, cold mean. Sorriest sight you ever seen on the new Canada Road. Saddest sight you ever seen on the new Canada Road. Sickest sight you ever seen on the new Canada.
That was New Canada Road. It's by the band Notre Dame de Grasse, and it's off their CD, New Canada Road. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM.